Earlier this week, the Public Servants Association said it was on board with the government's wage offer to public sector employees, and that took the deal over the required 50% threshold, which essentially brings it into being. Workers get a below inflation 1.5% pay hike and a monthly cash allowance, which will for all workers be 1,000 rand after tax. It's only for 1 year. There has been an attempt recently to get the stability of 3-year wage agreements in place. This is only for 1 year. And two of the sector's largest unions, and certainly in the case of Nehawu, perhaps the most militant unions, and Popcrew have rejected the deal, hope to block its implementation. Thabang Rapuleng joins us now, director in the Employment Law Department at the law firm Cliff Dekker Hofmeyer. Good afternoon, Thabang.
Good afternoon, John, and thank you for having me.
I mean, you know, the reaction is from the sort of DA saying this is fiscal treason and it's blackmail to get public sector votes in the local government elections, to Nehawu and Popcrew saying we don't like it, it's terrible for workers. I mean, where on that spectrum do you place your reaction?
Well, I think, John, the fair assessment will be say it's rather a compromise from both sides, where it's a compromise from government. I think we are fully aware that the rating agencies either this year warned that if government is unable to control its spending, this will lead to more budgetary issues. And ideally, government would have been in a position where it says, no, we cannot increase the salary bill at this particular stage. But in order for a compromise to be reached, they knew that the workers would not accept a situation where they are told that they cannot be an increment at all. But even for the unions, I think it's rather a groundbreaking thing for unions to accept a 1.5% increment. And you will recall when they started with the demands, some of the unions were actually demanding increase which was double-digit figures, and some were demanding 8%. So for them to also settle for 1.5, it shows a compromise on both ends. And I don't think any of the parties can say they were victorious in this case. I think it's been a proper example of a compromise.
It's Tito Mboweni is still adamant that it is going to be budget neutral. It's broken, you know, if it threatened to break the revenue ceiling that he'd imposed, the spend ceiling. But he says now the 18 billion rand, which this is going to cost, is going to have to come from other budgets. And that's a downside, because a lot of those other budgets have already had money taken away from them to pay for COVID relief and all sorts of other things. So, yeah, it is, I think, a compromise that we should be relatively pleased with, because it takes away the prospect for at least a year of the kind of industrial unrest, action on the streets and so on, that would have possibly been the case. But it's at the cost of money being taken away from health and education and social services and all sorts of other places.
Yeah, it's reported that the Treasury is stating that the biggest chunk of the money will come from the excess that has been collected in terms of the tax revenue.
That's going to the looting aftermath reconstructions and so on. So that extra revenue is going to be spread quite thin.
Definitely it will be. And effect of the matter is that this does increase the salary wage bill of the public sector, whether it's a 1.5% increment or it's a 0.5% increment. At the end of the day, it will amount to an increment. And it definitely will mean that the government will have to now reprioritize from other sectors in order now to fund this particular increment. So I think it's something that we cannot shy away from. that definitely it will call for government to move around funding from other priority areas. But I think they were, if I was in Tito Mboweni's shoes, I don't think I will have much room to maneuver on this one, because the flip side of not giving in to any increment at all is that we are going to see prolonged public sector strikes, and that might even have an effect on the rollout of the vaccines and so on.
And Thabang, what can Nehawu and Popcrew do to block the deal? I don't know what the legalities are. Surely, with the 50% plus majority having been reached, they can't go out on strike against the deal. So what can they do to demonstrate their unhappiness and perhaps get things changed? Nothing.
No, they can still go out. They can still call their members, their particular members, on a strike. But obviously, they must then go on a ballot to gauge the appetite of a strike in relation for their members. But they cannot really say they can block the deal. I fail to see what they can do to block the deal. Because even if they were to approach the labor court to seek an interdict, you need to have grounds upon which to rely on to seek an interdict. And you cannot say, when other unions have accepted, and it means the majority of the unions have accepted, I don't see on what basis then you can say they should not have accepted it. At the very best, they can still maintain that they don't accept it and try to call their members on a strike.
Okay. Thabang, thanks very, very much for your expertise this afternoon. Thabang Rapuleng, a director in the Employment Law Department at the law firm Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr.